And this is the Community Connection Show with Greg Carrick here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. Yes, it is 11 past 12, Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Community Connection Show. And for this hour, I'm talking with Belinda from Yarra Junction, Surrey. How are you this afternoon, Belinda?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me along today.
That's all right. And are you, with the lockdowns and everything, are you actually at Surrey at the moment or are you at home?
So we're back. The community hubs are back, and which is really exciting. So it's great to be back, yep. Back at work, back in the office. So we've transitioned back now into the office, which is fantastic. So the focus has really been on staff wellbeing and ensuring that we've got regular communication across the organisation after the lockdown that we had, and definitely after coming out of COVID. So it's about us keeping up to date with our COVID restrictions just to make sure everybody's safe and ensuring that everyone can get back into the office safely.
Yeah, now, Belinda, with the last lockdown, it was announced very quickly. What sort of things did you have to do to deal with letting everybody know that how to access the programs because they couldn't come in?
So a lot of it was about being able to pivot really, really quickly. We've had a few goes at this now, so that has helped with that transition. So it was really about ensuring that everybody was contacted. We were definitely able to go to some classes online, which was fantastic. Obviously, the community hubs had to close just like everybody else, but we were able to move and change a lot of our programs around. So we were able to change times, we were able to change dates, which was important. So we were able to do that very, very quickly. So nobody missed out on any of the programs that we had running.
Yes, because dealing with so many community members, a lot of them would have email, some of them would be sort of technophobic and not know how to do that, and you'd have to contact some people in special ways, you know, to make sure they knew what was going on. So, yeah, it's sort of a lot of work in a very short time.
It was very busy on that afternoon here at the hub, making sure that everybody got the contact they needed, whether that was by phone. There was also some contact that was done in person as well as via email as well. So we were able to move very quickly and get to where we needed to be, which was good.
Mm. So you're back to your normal term program now?
Yes, we are. We're actually very excited. We're bringing on term two of our programs, which we're working on now. And, of course, we've been able to adjust some of the programs that we had during lockdown. So, for example, we've just run mental health first aid. That was supposed to be scheduled on the first Saturday of our lockdown. So we're able to finish that with another one of those running in May, which will be exciting. But we were definitely able to look at different programs that we've got coming up. And we've got a jam-packed, excited term two at both Yarra Junction and Churnside Park. So we're super excited about what's coming up.
Yes. And you deal with Yarra Junction and someone else deals with Churnie, is that right?
That's right. So we've got the lovely Naomi. She's at Churnside Park. Some of you may have seen her on our Facebook page. So you'll see Naomi does a lot of our live viewings, which is fantastic. So she keeps everybody up to date through our Facebook page. And so Naomi has a lot of experience. It's great to see her smiling face on the end of a Facebook live go, so people know what's happening, when it's happening, and what times things are happening.
So for your Term 2 programs, just sort of run us through a typical week. You know, I know it's Wednesday at the moment, but what would you have run on Mondays?
So we have a lot of things that run. So we obviously have our RTO training side of things, which is very exciting. So anybody that's, for example, doing some short courses with us, but we also have a lot of our community-based courses and things that we run as well. And there's lots of things. So pretty much there's anything for everybody, I would probably say. If there's something that you're looking to do, we have it. So whether that's making body scrub or whether that's making your own jewellery, which is coming up, whether that's photography or whether that's belly dance or book club, there's something for everybody, which is really exciting.
Now, some of your courses are geared up for proper learning outcomes and others are more social, is that right?
That's right. So it's really important that we build those social connections, particularly now more than ever. I think considering where everyone's been in the last 12 months, it's been really difficult for a lot of people. So it's really about being able to ensure that we're building those social connections, that we're keeping people together. We know that isolation is a real big issue for a lot of people, and we want to make sure that now we're bringing people back together in a safe environment, which is really important. So we are obviously ensuring that we've got our COVID safety plans all in place and ready to go, which is things like mask wearing, sanitizing of your hands, and of course checking in with your QR codes. So we want to ensure people that if they are coming back to do programs, that they can do so in a really safe environment.
Yeah. So you've got programs that are built specific for things like students doing VCE and that sort of thing as well?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So depending on what you want to do, we've got, if you, anyone can jump onto our webpage, which is Siri.org.au, that's Siri.org.au, and they can have a look at what we've got in regards to our short courses, what we've got in regards to our diploma level courses, certificates, of course. So, and then, of course, there's other things that people can do if they're looking for that connection as well. So whether that's coming along to have a cup of tea and meet some new people and new friends, and, of course, we cover lots of different age groups. So our courses do run for our primary school age children, all the way up to our most experienced individuals in our community. So we've got something there for everybody.
That's a nice way to include the age bracket that I'm in.
It's definitely our most experienced individuals, and I think that there's a lot that we can also learn from that age group as well. So it's wonderful that we're able to cater to every need.
Okay, Belinda, we will get back to you. I'm going to play a track now, though, and we're going to hear Jason Mraz with I'm Yours. This is Yarra Valley FM.
Well, you done me, and you bet I felt it. Tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love, 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 love. Listen to the music of the moment, people dance and sing. We're just one big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to be loved. Love, 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 love. So I won't hesitate no more. No more, it cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to complicate. Our time is short, this is our fate. I'm yours. Do 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 do. I've been spending way too long checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer. But my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. left. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate. I'm yours. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba
And it's 22 past 12. This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the Community Connection Show. And I'm having a chat with Belinda from Siri in Yarra Junction, who do an amazing job with lots of programs on offer and juggling the way they do them, depending on whether there's lockdown or people can actually come in. Actually, that's one thing I wanted to ask you, because we've been so used to having to deal with lockdown and doing things via Zoom and off online and all that sort of thing. When there's no lockdown, are you still finding that handy to do for some people?
Yeah, definitely. So there's definitely options where we've learnt that some people do things better online and some things are face-to-face. So we have been able to bring some of those initiatives and keep some of those initiatives as well. So it really does depend on where everybody is kind of at the moment. I think the biggest thing at the moment is the rollout of the vaccine. So we'll have an idea of maybe going back to a little bit more normality, I'm hoping, as yep. I'm sure many people might be towards the end of the year. But we're definitely working with our clients as best we can to ensure that we're delivering exactly what the community needs.
Yeah. We've found here, even this show right now, we're not in lockdown, but I'm talking to you online via Jitsi or Zoom, mm-hmm. whatever, and we're continuing to do that sort of thing, things we've learnt during lockdown that we find beneficial, and so many different groups and businesses have found that. They've changed the way they do a lot of practical things day to day.
I think Zoom has been such a great way, whichever platform you use, to connect with people as well, particularly when you're dealing with carers groups, for example. It's sometimes more convenient for them to be online and in a Zoom session. So it allows people the opportunity to be more flexible with their workspaces, and that's really been an exciting chapter I think we've learned as well. So having that flexibility and having that change is not always a bad thing. And I think that once that everybody started using Zoom, I think the fear of that tended to go away. So yeah. when it was very new at the start, people were a little bit concerned, but as we've gone on and on and on more with lockdowns and looking at how we can do things differently, it's now no different than sending an email. So it's great that people are now using that level of communication.
Yeah.
We still do a lot of Zoom meetings now, which is great.
Now, apart from the courses you run, you've also got some not just social events, but almost like a social justice type things. You've got a food bank of some sort happening.
Yeah, that's right. So we've got our food pantry, which is a food pantry which allows access 24 hours a day for anyone that needs it, just to top up their pantry items. So it does rely 100% on donations. So we do ask the community if they can absolutely help by supplying some of those donations, where anything that's non-perishable that people can stock up in their pantry. And it just means that people can come, they can grab some food. We are seeing a very large increase of food insecurity within the area. So it's really important that we're able to maintain that service and continue with that service. But to do that, we do need the support of the local community.
And if people have food items to donate, where do they do that?
just drop them off at the community hub in Yarra Junction, and we'll ensure that they go to the right people. So if you do have anything, this is a perfect weekend to empty out your pantry or to clean your pantry and see what's in there and anything that you're not using, we would be really grateful if you could forward that on to us.
Excellent. And for those who haven't been to Siri in Yarra Junction, it's on Hoddle Street, is that right?
No, it's on Morton Highway.
Oh, okay.
So we're right next to the post office in the main road of Yarra Junction.
At the intersection there.
Yeah, right at the intersection. So you can't miss us. Come and say hello. Drop in for a cup of coffee. Mm. Come and say hi. Drop off some food pantry items if you can. We'd love to see you.
Yep. Now, you said that the food's available 24/7. Mm-hmm. Where do people access that?
So the great thing about the pantry is it's just located at the back of the building where the car seat entry is by the car park. You can't really miss it. It's just between the two buildings. So it's really important that you can come in and pop around and grab what you need. Again, it's all non-perishable items, so there's no frozen food in there. There's just things like spaghetti, for example, cup of soups, canned goods is really important. We often find toiletries are really great too, so if you've got some spare toiletries or you...
Yep, okay, well, good old technology. Belinda's frozen at the moment. We'll go to a track and come back with more from Belinda from Siri. This is Katy Perry, Hot and Cold.
Thank you.
And it's 28 minutes to 1. This is the Community Connections show, Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Talking with Belinda from Siri in Yarra Junction. And we've talked about some of the courses they're running and the community pantry, which you can be involved in as well, listener. If you want to donate any non-perishable food items, just drop them into the Siri Community Hub on Warburton Highway near the intersection there in Yarra Junction. But Belinda, you've also got an Easter market coming up.
We absolutely do have an Easter market coming up, which is super exciting. So that'll be at Churnside Park. So the Easter market is all about having some family fun and family entertainment. So come on down to the Churnside Park Hub for our Easter market. There'll be lots of stalls, there'll be family events, and I have to tell you about our very exciting raffle that we've got coming up as well. So you can enter our raffle either at Yarra Junction or at Churnside Park, and you have the opportunity to, with our community fundraiser, to win a hot air balloon flight for two, courtesy of Picture This Ballooning. So that's very exciting for whoever gets to win that one. And the market is going to be on Sunday, the 28th of March. So just keep that one in the diary, Sunday the 28th of March at 33 Kimberley Drive in Churnside Park.
It sounds like a ball, and hopefully if the weather's good, because lots of nice open space around that the hub there at Churnside Park.
Oh, there absolutely is. And what a great way to ensure that you're getting something fantastic for family and friends during Easter. So rather than just going with traditional Easter eggs, it's the Easter market will have something there for everybody.
Are there any stall spots still available, or are you booked out now for that?
Yeah, no, there are. So what you can do is, again, jump onto our Siri website, which is siri.org.au, or you could also give us a call if you need to on 1300 835 235. So that's 1300 835 235, and you can speak to the lovely Naomi at the Churnside Park Community Hub, and she can let you know all of the fabulous details for stallholders moving forward.
Excellent stuff. So, yeah, there's something to book into your diary, Sunday, March the 28th at Kimberley Drive out there in Churnside Park for the Easter markets. Now, one of the other things you do, apart from all the courses for adults and students doing VCE and things like that, you also run kinders.
We do. We have our family and children's services with Siri services as well. So it's very exciting because we've got our free kinder at our Churnside Park seasonal kinder for both 3 and 4 year olds. We still have a few places available too for 4 year old kinder. So we support with 4 year old kinder in long daycare, which is at our Yarra Junction Mount Evelyn services for children enrolled in 4 year old kinder program. And the government is also giving a $2,000 for the 2021 year. So just make sure that you jump on and get a hold of that one as well. So you can check out our open mornings at Yarra Junction, Mount Evelyn and Churnside Park on the first Wednesday of every month at 10:30. So you can come along, see our services, have a look at our kinders, speak to some of our kindy teachers there, and also you can refer all of our kindy hub and our children's services to their Facebook page as well. So we do have the Siri Kids Hub and the Siri Children's Services Facebook page. So all of the information will be on there. But definitely, if you'd like to come and have a look on the first Wednesday of every month at 10:30, you can come along and have a look for yourself.
Excellent stuff, Belinda. Sounds like Siri can look after people from when they're 3 year old to when they're 93.
That's exactly right. I think that's one of the best parts about the work that we do, is that we have the opportunity to really engage with the community from such a young age, all the way, as I said, to our most experienced individuals in our community.
Excellent. So for those who want, so they can call Siri on 1300 835 235. Or get on the internet, and it's Siri, that's CIRE.org.au, and check out all that's available at all the three Siri hubs, Churnside, Mount Evelyn and Yarra Junction. So thank you very much for your time, Belinda. It's been absolutely great to learn all the different things that Siri are up to. And, of course, if people get on the website, siri.org.au, they'll find out even more. So, yeah, great work you're doing. Keep it up.
Thank you for having us. It's been it's always a pleasure to come on and chat to everybody about what we're doing in the community, and we really look forward to engaging with our community as well. And keep an eye out as we launch our mums groups as well. So we have a mothers group coming up in June too. So we've got two different mothers groups, and we're launching our young mums group as well. So that's for any young mums under the age of 23 that would like to connect with other young mums. So that's happening in term two.
Another great service there for young mums. Wonderful. All right, Belinda, thank you again.